You're listening to the Explore Careers Podcast Network. Each week, we'll be bringing schools one-on-one discussions with some of Australia's leading organisations, talking all things careers and employment. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the chat.
Hey guys, you're with Mitch here from Explore Careers. Today on the phone, we've got Jen Cotter from CPC. Thanks for jumping on today, Jen. Jumping straight into it, would you be able to tell us a bit about your current role with CPC?
So I started with CPC in 2017 as a graduate livestock analyst. My role was predominantly collecting data for the Bangtow Muster across the eight different NTWA stations. Since then, I've moved into news transfers for cattle movements across the north, and then also more recently into analytical support. So I'm based on station, which I really enjoy. Provides exposure to the operations and diversification in my role as well. So, really fun.
Yeah, lovely. So I'm not sure whether you would have a typical day, but could you try to maybe explain what a normal day would look like for you?
Yeah, I mean, the days do vary quite a bit on station. So breakfast is usually at 6, where there's a lot of conversation about what's going to be happening for the day and the week. I guess I'll head to the office, check any emails, do any news transfers that need doing. Depending on what project I'm working on at the time, I'll go into that. It could be, anything from in the yard, trucking cattle, on a horse. It varies quite a bit, actually.
Yeah, so that obviously sounds like they've got you doing a few different things, which definitely sounds exciting. What skills and qualifications have you gained while working for CPC?
So in my first year with CPC, I was finishing off my final year of a Bachelor of Business in Agriculture. So CPC gave me the opportunity to work and study during that year, which was really, really helpful. And that was good. And then last year, I took part along with four other CPC representatives in a NTCA exchange trip to Indonesia, which we visited Indonesian universities and then were exposed to the beef industry over there, which was really good. And then this year, more recently, I have finished off a course in Geelong at the Marcus Oldham College called Rural Leadership Program. Great opportunity and, gave us some great insight into, leadership in the rural industry.
Yeah, and as you said, it's a great opportunity that CPC give you the chance to learn and develop while you're on the job, which is great. Taking things away from work, so when you're not at your desk or when you're not on site working, what do you and your team do for fun on your days off?
There's plenty to do. The stations are located in a pretty popular tourist destination, and there's anything from fishing on the Ord, skiing at the Kununurra Ski Beach, Catherine Gorge or Mataranka Hot Springs. I mean, lots to do and see. Also, each station have rec clubs, which, there's TVs and couches and a bar and often a pool table. So depending on how adventurous you're feeling motivated, I guess, there's lots to do.
Yeah, no, just while you were saying that, actually, I've already thought of a few people who this kind of role in agriculture and with CPC would be absolutely perfect for. But we'll leave it there for today anyway. Thank you so much for jumping on the line and taking us through kind of your journey with CPC. And hopefully we'll touch base down the track.
Thank you very much for having me. Thanks, Mitch.
Cheers. Thanks, Jen.
Thanks for listening. For more information, visit explorecareers.com.au and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.